What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are talking about my pick of the month, and I chose Super 8 from 2011. This is a first time watch for you?
It was,
Okay. All right. It's not like overly scary movie, but it definitely has horror elements to it. It's kind of like I don't know, Stranger Things met Cloverfield or something.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know. I enjoy the movie, so see what your thoughts are on it later.
We will see.
I haven't seen your rating on Letterboxd, so it'll be a surprise
Oh
for me.
shit, okay.
Before we start talking about this movie, though, we will kick off our booze and news. Sans the news, though, because there's fuck all to really report. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking just a boring old Budweiser.
Is there in a bottle?
Yeah, what about you?
Drinking a boring old Michelob Ultra. We're gonna have to, because we're having some guests on for our next episode, and they're a lot of the time they have some pretty interesting cocktails, so
They do.
may have to step our game up.
Yeah, I think so.
You have that like mixology book.
I know I haven't used it in a long time, but yeah, I do.
Sick recipes in that.
Yeah, there is.
All right. What have you watched since we last spoke?
A little bit more. I've been trying to watch a bit of movies, more movies lately, because been kind of off the train for a bit. Went to the movies twice. I think the last time I watched went to the movies was like Dune Part Two, maybe in like March.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oops, didn't mean to do that. Watched Deadpool and Wolverine in the theater in 4DX. Gave it a 4 to 5. As a Deadpool and Wolverine movie, thought it was fantastic. As a movie, it's all right.
Okay.
It's all right.
I've been seeing I saw an article earlier and they basically compared it to like a Royal Rumble match where it was just like constant cameos and like people coming in but like no heart basically.
Little bit.
Okay.
There's story, like if you follow superheroes, like not just Marvel, but like the stuff from like the 2000s and stuff, and
Yeah.
you would appreciate it.
Okay.
I really hope that you don't get spoiled by a couple characters because you are gonna lose your shit.
Okay.
Then randomly watched The Apartment because I saw that it's leaving Criterion Channel, well, 2 days ago, and it's on the IMDb top 250 or whatever. So
Okay.
it's like I'll watch that. It was all right. A lot of people like have that like very highly rated. I just thought it was okay. Then finally got around to watching my 4K of Princess Bride.
Nice.
Been a while since I've seen that movie. Just
So good.
all-time classic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's like gotta be like one of one. Like, it's, I don't know, it's so good. Like, I feel like it's the perfect movie to like show your kids,
Yeah.
kind of like maybe Brady but not maybe Hunter, but like
Yeah.
I don't know, it is, I guess there would be like kind of one scary part, but I don't know.
That's a good one.
Then watched the Mitchells versus the Machines again, just kind of browsing last weekend and saw that. I was like, yeah, I'll throw this on. And then tonight, just got back about an hour ago, I watched Long Legs.
Nice.
Didn't know anything about it going into it, didn't watch any trailers. All I knew was Nick Cage was in it. And I don't know, have you seen trailers for it and stuff,
I
obviously?
saw like the teaser trailer, but I avoided everything
Okay.
else.
Okay. It was good. Definitely didn't know what to think when it ended. I think this movie will get better with more watches.
Okay.
My initial thought is it kind of reminded me of like Silence of the Lambs, Zodiac Killer, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
If you've seen it,
guess
you
I'll
know.
understand that once I watch it.
Yeah. But I've seen a lot of comparisons to Silence of the Lambs and Seven as well.
Yeah.
But Micah Monroe, like, was she wasn't even recognizable. She was fucking so good in this movie. She did remind me of like Jodie Foster because she plays like an FBI agent.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely recommend it. Definitely will be watching again this year when it comes to VOD. So
Okay.
yeah.
Sweet. I'm surprised it's
Perfect
not on
food.
VOD already.
Yeah, well, it's been out for what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
Like
Usually they're
month?
pretty quick.
Yeah.
Checking my letterbox. I don't think I've watched any movies. Yeah, no, I haven't watched any movies. I started rewatching The Bear way back whenever they released the second season. And
Yeah.
I only got like halfway through the rewatch. So I finished
Yeah.
that this week, the first season.
Okay.
And I'm going to catch up with the second season this week.
Nice.
The Sa Sausage Party TV show got released on
Oh my
Prime.
God.
So I watched three episodes of that last night because they're only like 20-minute episodes.
Oh, are they okay?
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm gonna finish watching it, man. Like, it's
Know.
just so stupid.
But I saw it like in on Prime and I was like, what the fuck? And like texted you guys. I was like, you need
Yeah.
a fucking Sausage Party TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like the movie, but
Yeah, we also started season three of The Bear like last week. If you watched like two episodes. So
nice.
yeah.
It's such a good show, man. I'm
It
excited to
is. Yeah.
get into the newer seasons.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think I've watched anything else. Yeah. It's been, I really, really, really want to start catching up on TV shows because I'm fucking terrible for it, man. Like, I'll start a
I
show
know.
and I'll watch like two or three episodes and then I just stop watching it.
Yeah.
Like, I still haven't even watched season two of The Boys yet.
Yeah, I'm behind in The Boys. I'm like six episodes behind the season's over. Same with House
Yeah.
of the Dragon. I think I'm like now like three episodes behind on that. And like my buddy at work, he's like really into anime and stuff, and he showed me this app called My Anime List, and it has like manga and anime.
Okay.
So I was going through out of my anime and I have like 10 shows that I've like started and just haven't finished. So like I'm almost caught up on My Hero Academia. So I watched like two seasons of that like this past week. So yeah, I feel you. I go through like spurs where I'll like be into a show and then like stop watching it. And then like 8 months later, it's like, oh,
Yeah.
might as well just finish it.
And there's no reason to stop watching it either. It's just like,
I know.
I can be so into it. Like season
Yeah.
one of The Boys, man. Like that shit was so good. And I was so excited for season two. And then I just never watched it. I haven't watched Gen Z or Gen V. Gen V. Haven't watched it. Haven't watched season two of House of the Dragon. Like I'm just, fuck, I'm
Yeah.
terrible.
I
Just
know.
terrible.
I blame my ADD, so.
That's, yeah. I think that's my problem as well.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I haven't watched any movies. Like I said before, I don't have any news really, so if you want to kick off the 4Ks.
Sure. Alrighty. So we got Run Lola Run.
Not
Okay,
sure.
nice.
Not sure what that is. Like I've seen that cover before. Invasion USA, Chuck Norris.
Shit.
The Zone of Interest, A24 exclusive. I've got the Sadness on 4K.
Oh.
Kind of a surprise there.
Wow, okay.
The Lady from Shanghai, No Way Out, In and Out, Can't Stop the Music, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Election, and House of Gucci. Oh, nice. Kind of a random week of movies.
Yeah. I just realized, talking about the sadness, I haven't checked Raven Banner in a while. See if there's
Yeah,
anything
me
new on
either,
that.
actually. Yeah.
I used to check that like once every couple weeks.
I know. We were going through a phase there.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll have the 4K of the sadness.
Probably.
I already have it on Blu-ray though. I don't know. Maybe. All right. We can wrap that up and we'll kick off the movie discussion.
Let's do it.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Super 8 from 2011. Starting off with the synopsis. During the summer of 1979, a group of friends witness a train crash and investigate subsequent unexplained events in their small town. This is directed by J.J. Abrams, who has directed movies such as Mission Impossible 3, Star Trek, Star Trek Into Darkness, Star Wars episodes 7 and 9, and then he just has like a plethora of producing credits. But
Yeah, I see here one of his producing credits is a new TV show that I didn't know was out, but apparently is fucking amazing. Is a Batman Caped Crusader.
yes, actually, I almost started watching that instead of Sausage Party, and I wish I would
That
have.
is a fail on your part,
That
man. I
was
gotta say it.
absolute fail. Yeah, because it's on Prime as well.
Batman Sausage Party.
Don't know what my thought process was
Yeah,
on that one.
apparently if you're like a big fan of the animated series from the 90s, then you'll like love this. So
Yeah, it has the same type of like animation style and stuff.
yeah. Oh, actually, speaking of Batman, so I was telling you before we recorded, I finished Suicide Squad video game. I guess that was Kevin Conroy's final acting credit.
Oh shit. Okay.
So at the end of the game it had like a thank you, Kevin, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's nice. Fuck. Now I want to play it. Is Batman in it a lot?
wouldn't say a lot, but yeah.
Anyways, J.J. Abrams, he's one of those guys that's like, when you see one of his movies, you're like, yeah, that's a J.J. Abrams movie.
Yeah,
He's kind of like
I feel like I don't know, Star Wars kind of, I want to say ruined him, but like,
he fucked it up.
yeah.
Not his best work. Because, like, Mission Impossible 3 is a great movie. The two
Yeah.
Star Trek movies I thought were really good. And, like, his producing credits, like, he's got a fucking all-star resume for
Yeah.
producing.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like a Michael Bay almost. Like, you
Yeah.
can kind of just tell when it's one of his movies.
Yeah.
I also saw he directed one episode of The Office.
Yeah.
And I think he directed an ep like one of the episodes of Jimmy Kimmel Live,
Yeah.
which are two very random credits.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the cast list. We have Joel Courtney playing Joe Lamb. This was his first ever acting credit. That was pretty cool. I think he did a pretty good job.
I did.
He was in Sick, which was a Kevin Williamson movie that came out last year. He was in The Kissing Booth 1, 2, and 3, The Empty Man, and Half Baked, Totally High.
Is that a
Did not,
sequel?
I guess so. Did not realize they
Me
made a sequel to Half Baked.
either.
I read the synopsis though, and it sounds pretty fucking stupid, but I may watch it. Kyle Chandler played Jackson, who was Joe's father.
He's known for Friday Night Lights, Argo, The Wolf of Wall Street, Godzilla versus Kong, and Bloodline.
I fucking love Kyle Chandler.
Oh, man, he's so good. Everything he's in, he's great.
Yeah.
Elle Fanning played Alice. She was in Maleficent 1 and 2, The Neon Demon, The Great, and she is a character in Death Stranding 2, which is coming out
Oh,
the
shit.
next little bit. Probably not, but have you ever watched The Great?
No.
Sarah was hard into it, so I watched a few episodes here and there, and it's actually a really fucking good show.
I'm pretty sure Tawny and Felicia raved about that show last, was it last year, maybe year before?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's actually really good. And I have Riley Griffiths, who plays Charles, and he's been in this and one episode of R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour, and that is it.
Alrighty.
I thought he was good too. Like, I'm kind of
Yeah,
surprised.
no, I thought most of the kids were
Yeah.
good.
The kids in this movie, like, the kids in It Chapter One were like
Yeah.
peak child actors with like a group of kids, the way that they like bounced off each other and stuff like that. But like, I think these kids actually did a really good job at it too.
Yeah.
Like, they're up there.
Yeah.
I have three honorable mentions.
Yeah, I got a couple too.
Don't go 3 years and then see if any of them match up.
Sure. So Joel McKinnon Miller, who played Mr. Kaznick. He, well, probably only know him from one thing, but he plays Scully on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. Ryan Lee, who plays Carrie. So I saw his face, I'm like, I feel like I've seen this kid very recently, and I was the whole movie, I didn't look it up. I was like trying to remember, like, where did I see this? And I just looked now, and he was the bully kid on This Is 40, the one that Leslie Mann like rips into that makes him cry. Yeah. And then Ron Eldard, who played Lewis, he looked very familiar, but he was on a Ghost Ship. That's pretty much. He played Dodge, but like,
Because
yeah.
I saw his name in the cast list and I was like, Ron Eldard. I'm like, I fucking know that we've just talked about this name before, but I never looked it
Yeah.
up.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
I have AJ Mahalka, who played Charles's sister. I can't remember what her name was. Her and her sister Allie, they're like a musical duo, and they're both actresses too. I think Allie was a little more famous than AJ, but and then I have Noah Emmerich, who played
Yep.
the military guy. He's just like one of those faces that you kind of
Yeah.
recognize.
Like Truman Show.
Yeah, he had quite a few war movies. Black Hawk Down, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
And there was another one.
Yeah.
Don't remember. Ugh, yawn
Well,
already.
that's something. I mean, you've probably recognized his name because I'm sure you've watched a shit ton of Simpsons. But Dan Castellaneta was in this movie.
Who is he?
He played someone named Izzy. And then also Bruce Greenwood. He has a recognizable face, but he was, I'm pretty sure, the bad guy in iRobot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, it's been a minute since I've watched iRobot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember him in the movie. Like, I know what he looks like, but I don't remember him being in the movie at all.
Yeah, me either.
Anyways. All right, let's kick off this movie discussion.
It. So movie basically opens up at a steel factory. There's a sign saying so many days without incidents, like 200 and something days, and there's someone up there changing the sign. And so, you know, then it's something happened there, and we go to, yeah, the funeral. So Joe's mom died, I'm guessing. They don't really exactly say it, just that kind of lets like the story and like the actors like play it out. They don't really come out and say it. You're just kind of putting the pieces together, right? Joe's sitting outside, and we see some guy pull up who is, I just said his name, Alice's dad. He pulls up, and me goes in and gets arrested right away by Joe's dad. And yeah, I mean, I don't know why he has to arrest him, but I mean, you know.
Well, we kind of learn later on. Well, I mean, Lewis is, he has run-ins with the law all the time. He's an alcoholic.
Right.
They arrest him all the time. Like he's one of those guys that they know his name. But we find out later on that it was supposed to be his shift, but he got drunk and passed out.
Right.
So then Joe's mom went in to cover his shift. So like it's not his fault that she died, but like it's kind of his fault.
Yeah.
So I think Jackson just like taking his anger out on him, obviously.
Yeah. So yeah, go 4 months later, we kind of meet the group of friends. There's Joe, Alice. Well, Alice isn't a part of their friend group yet, but we got Carrie, Preston, a couple others too. And they make movies. Specifically, a zombie movie kind of series that they're doing.
Pretty good movie too. Like
Yeah.
it's
Yeah,
pretty
you know,
impressive.
it is. And you know, it kind of makes you think like this fun stuff to do. Like I didn't do this stuff, but like you don't have cell phones or really TV back when this was out. I think this happened in like the 70s maybe. So like your kids were just outside fucking doing shit like fucking Preston's probably Steven Spielberg or something, right? Like, you know. So they meet up, they're going to film another scene. Jackson doesn't want Joe doing the movie or hanging out with the kids or anything like that. He's kind of overprotective a lot in the movie because obviously he lost his wife and it's just him and Joe. So,
I don't like the way that he acts with Joe, because
yeah.
like they're not getting into trouble. They're not vandalizing anything. They're good kids. All they're doing is making a fucking movie. They're not causing any trouble for anybody. Like, why are you trying to keep them from playing with each other?
Yeah, and Jackson wants to like move away from this town and sign up Joe for like baseball camp, and it's kind of like giving you like that, not like alpha male, but like pushing on the typical male hobbies and stuff, right? So yeah, they're going to film this one scene at a train station. And Alice is there to pick them up because she's like one of the actresses in it. And immediately Alice is like, oh, what the fuck is Joe doing here? I don't want him here. And Preston is like, well, he does the makeup and special effects or something.
Charles.
Oh, Charles is the main director dude. Okay, yeah, Charles, sorry. So they're at the train station. What'd you think of the scene leading up before like the crash and stuff?
Like them actually like filming the scene.
Yeah, like the whole when they get there and them setting up and all that.
I think like these kids are brilliant, man. Like they know everything that they need to do to make this movie. They have like a fucking boom arm with the microphone. Like
Yeah.
obviously they're real life actors, but I mean, like they acted the parts really well because it was a scene between like a husband and wife kind of thing, and the husband
Yeah.
has to leave on the train. And I think just like the whole setup of it was really good. And I love whenever we see the train in the distance coming in, and Charles is just like screaming at them all, like, let's go. Like, we got to get this in the shot. Like, change the film and the camera. Like, this is production value. Like, we get an actual train in the shot. And he's just like so hyped up to get this shot. It's a really good scene. Like, these kids know what they're doing and what they want the end product to be, right?
Yeah, Carrie's like fucking around with his firecrackers, and
Yeah.
even before they when they're practicing, Charles is like, "Go, do you get the camera ready or the tape in?" And Carrie's like, "Oh no, I don't got that." It's, and he's like fooling around with his firecrackers, and but I really like the look of this scene as well. I don't know if you noticed, but like the blue lights that were like
Yeah.
reflecting, was that like, I don't know, because you see at the very end too, when the well, spoiler, whenever the alien gets in his ship, like I wonder if that has to do with like the alien, of like why the kind of blue lights, like.
I don't know if it's that or if it's because like they're shooting the film on a Super 8 camera, so I don't know if there's like if Super 8s were known to have like sort of a flare on the screen. I don't know, like a light flare almost.
Yeah.
Or
Fair.
yeah, I don't know, it could have something to do with the alien too, I don't know.
But yeah, I love that scene because they have like one of the kids go in the background and like pick up the phone and like pretend to talk, and you see him like
Yeah.
and they like practice the scene with Alice and one of the kids, and like Alice fucking crushes it, and all the kids, like Charles is like just like in awe. And she like finishes and she's like, "Was that good?" And he doesn't even have any words. He's just
Yeah.
like, I think that's when he kind of like fell in love with her, right? Because Charles and Joe both like her a lot.
This movie definitely took a lot of inspiration from like movies like It or Stand By Me, like those kind of coming of age movies. Like
Yeah.
I saw a lot of resemblances to It, like with the two boys falling in love with the same girl and
Yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah. And so the trains come in and they're getting ready, and Joe is kind of in the background because he's just the makeup guy. And he's like, the train's going by, he's like looking back, and you see like a truck up on the hill. It's like coming down, speeding, and he like keeps looking back. And then the truck turns onto the train tracks and he's like driving towards the train, and he's like, "Holy shit, like look at that." And then the fucking train fucking explodes, and we get this like insane. I was blown away by this whole crash.
Yeah.
It was so well done. I don't think it was any visual effects, at least I don't know, it didn't seem like it.
If it was like they did a fucking great job with
Yeah.
the CGI.
Yeah. But yeah, there's like fucking train cars like flipping over, crashing, exploding. They're like running through it like in a fucking war zone, trying to do all this. And then you see like one of the train cars like starts like banging stuff, and like something is trying to get out. And then they're like standing there. They don't see Alice, and you see like all this fucking blood. And immediately they think like, oh, Alice got crushed by one of the trains. And then she comes over from behind, and Joe is like, "Oh, it's my fake blood that I have in my little case."
Yeah. The train crash was largely improvised. There was no set storyboard for this key event in the movie. It was also composer Michael Giacchino's idea that there would be no music during the train crash. Doesn't really say. Oh, the moving train was completely computer generated, but in the shots of the kids moving among the wrecked cars, the cars were actually there. So that was CGI. I don't know, they did a good job.
So go ahead.
I was gonna say one more bit of trivia that's unrelated, but it's cool. As teenagers, J.J. Abrams and his friend Matt Reeves, who is the director of Cloverfield and Let Me In, were hired by Steven Spielberg to restore some of his Super 8 home movies. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
But anyways, yeah, what were you gonna say?
He said that name and immediately I know who this guy is, Michael Giacchino.
Yeah.
He composed the Batman from
Oh, right.
2022,
That's right. Yeah.
and just because I downloaded that soundtrack because it was so fucking good. But he's done like a lot of good movies, man. He did Jurassic World, Dominion, Spider-Man No Way Home. He did the Star Trek movies, obviously, with Abrams. But yeah, that Batman soundtrack. Ooh,
Wicked.
so good. One thing I kind of didn't really understand, but maybe if they were like part of the ship, but like the metal Rubik's Cube type things.
I think because this alien can, like, we see right at the end of the movie, but like it uses any type of metal and it can like morph this metal.
Yeah,
And I
into
think,
its ship, right?
yeah, so I think the Rubik's Cube type things are part of the ship.
Okay.
Because we know that this thing's been on Earth for like 15 years or something like that. So I think, I'm guessing maybe its ship was made of these things because we never see its ship.
Maybe. Until the end, yeah.
But like he creates that.
Yeah. Because we see, because Joe takes one of these cube things in his pocket, and then one of the scenes later on, we see like the cube like fucking move and shoots out of fucking wall of his house and goes right to the water tower, and it keeps trying to get into the water tower. So I don't know if it's like attracted to big pieces of metal. Maybe they're the ones that decide like, okay, this is gonna be your ship, right?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, because that's where he creates the ship, is on top of the water tower at the end of the movie. Yeah, maybe.
So somehow the fucking driver of the truck is still alive. I don't
I didn't
know.
get that.
I don't know how that's possible.
Not only does he crash headfirst into the train, fucking 50 train cars come flying off the track, they're flying all over the place. There's a huge explosion whenever the truck hits the train. Like, there's
Half
no
the
way this guy
truck.
survives.
Half the truck is gone.
Yeah. There's no passenger side anymore.
So this is actually a teacher at their school, I believe.
Yeah.
He has a map with him, and it's of like the contiguous states, whatever that is. But it's basically a schedule of the train. And they think he's dead, but then he's magically alive and he's kind of going crazy, points a gun at them and says some like crazy stuff like, oh, he's a part of me and I'm a part of him. And if you talk about this, then I'll kill you and your parents. And it's like, holy shit, dude, what the fuck?
Then we see the military running up and
Yeah, the
he
US Air
screams at them to
Force.
leave.
Yeah. And like I didn't know anything really about this movie except for like the train crash. I know there's like it might have had to do with some like paranormal stuff, so like I kind of had a feeling that it was aliens, because you don't really see the alien that much in this movie,
No.
which was kind of disappointing for me a bit. It was more like kind of story based and focused on the kids and stuff like that, so it is more of a coming of age movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we really don't get a glimpse of the alien until like the last, what, 10 minutes maybe? Like we get an actually good look at it. What did you think of the sounds that the alien made?
Interesting.
To me, it was very much like Predator mixed with the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. Like if you go back and listen to it again, and the fact that Spielberg was a producer on this movie, I was like,
You know, in the bus scene at the end, I really was like thinking like this feels a lot like Jurassic Park because those like T-Rex sounds are happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I see what you're
Yeah.
doing.
Yeah, because it clicks like the Predator, but then it like whenever it like makes a loud noise, it's like that's the fucking T-Rex sound for sure.
So they see the next morning on TV that the Dr. Woodward died, but immediately I was like, I didn't see him die, so he's not dead. You learn that it's an Air Force train. Jackson is like they're investigating, and basically the Air Force is like, oh yeah, we got this, nothing to worry about. And Jackson's like, well, like at my town over here, like what's going on? And the captain or whatever is like, oh, you got nothing to worry about, nothing dangerous here. And Jackson even like goes to like his sheriff and he's like, you know, we should check this out. And the sheriff's just like, oh no, it's all good. And it's like, worst fucking sheriff ever. Like a major train crash happened and you don't want to investigate or do anything about it. And maybe see if some people are hurt or killed, you know.
Like, I understand listening to the US military, but at the same time, like, this is your jurisdiction. You got to look into it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So the sheriff's at the gas station. There's a lot of weird things happening. I didn't know where they were going with this because there's like metal fucking flying around and the dumpster goes flying. And I was like, I wonder what this alien. And then we see the car go flying too. And I don't know if it was, I was just seeing things, but did it show the alien at this part?
I think very briefly.
Because he's like walking and there's like a pile of gas on the floor. And I'm pretty sure I saw the alien's reflection in it, but I couldn't really tell.
Up until the end of the movie, that's the only way that we see this alien. It's like either A in the background. There's one scene with Alice, and you can see it very distorted behind her, like she's in focus, but behind her's out of focus. But then we can also see it in her dad's side mirror in his car. You can see it very briefly. It's just always very quick, brief shots of it being like in the background.
The hydro worker.
Yeah, exactly.
And the alien, the guy that's working the counter in the in the convenience store comes out and everything's shit and he gets taken away and they don't really know. I assumed that everyone was dead, that it was attacking, but it wasn't, and I didn't really understand why it was keeping them alive
Yeah, I don't know.
in the end. But now all the cops are at home like trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and a little like Jackson's like, oh, there's a fridge pizza in the fridge for you, Joe. And the one cop says, oh, I ate that, sorry, kid. We learned that all of the electrical wires are gone and thrown around, and yeah, it is. What did you think of this scene with the hydro worker? Like when you first saw this movie, what did you think? It was like a bunch of aliens, like one alien, like what?
That's a good question, 'cause like it kind of attacks like sporadically, right? But it gets around really quick. So I can't remember, 'cause like I watched this when it first came out, so that was like what, fucking 13 years ago. I think I've seen it one other time since then, like until now. But yeah, I don't remember my initial thoughts were, but it does have a feel like there could be multiple. But and especially because like with the whole train car, right? Like there, you think like, okay, there's like 50 cars to this train, like maybe there is multiple of them. But yeah, I don't know. Going back to your initial question, like you can see that attack coming from a mile away with that guy up, the hydro worker. Like you're just
He's
like,
just like,
okay.
he's like a little bit up, and there's like a tree line, and there's like fucking like ovens and stuff being thrown in the air. And he's like, what the fuck's going on over there? Like, he just raises this thing up, and then like immediately just fucking comes at him. And
Yeah. Everything's done off camera in this movie too, which I mean, whatever. It's kind of like this is a good movie, like if you want to introduce your kids to horror, because there's not a lot of horror and it's like there's no blood and gore and stuff like that. It's just there, it has its moments where it's a little bit scary, but
I love the town hall meeting kind of thing that they have, and like I love the one girl immediately goes like, oh, it's the Russians, I'm telling you.
She is dying on that mountain.
She is,
There is no other explanation other than the fact that it's the Russians.
I mean, like, She might not be wrong because like this was like probably just on the brink of the Cold War, maybe
Yeah.
a bit too early, but yeah. That scene cracked me up. I also love the shot. I don't know when in the movie it was, but whenever I think it's the next morning when the kids go to the scene and they're like shooting another zombie scene. We see Carrie has like the fucking like white eyes and he's like walking towards. He just have like the huge like crash just like behind them and all like the helicopters and people like trying to clean it up. Yeah.
It's a perfect scene for a post-apocalypse movie.
That's true. I didn't
They
think of that.
really utilized that
Yeah.
area, I guess.
Yeah. Joe gets picked up from his dad from filming. He basically tells him to stay away from Alice because obviously he has some sort of grudge towards that family, obviously. Yeah.
Naturally, he doesn't listen.
Yeah. We see that they go to the school at this part. And I don't know about this part now. Oh, this is when we see Nellik at like the who's like the captain guy. He's at like this bunker or whatever like that. And we see that he has Dr. Woodward in that hospital. Like it's basically like telling Woodward like, okay, you tell me everything that you're doing or whatever you know, and we'll get you the best help possible. And then immediately, like Woodward's like, basically, yeah, fuck you guys. And I assume that Nellik kills him.
He gets his other guy.
Yeah.
They inject something into his IV, and he starts to like fucking have a seizure, basically.
Yeah. Because they're trying to like bait catch the alien, but Woodward doesn't want them to because he's trying to rescue the alien. I really like the scene of Joe and Alice. I think they're at Joe's house and they're watching the old videotapes of like his mom. And then Alice like the mom one pops up and she's like, oh, sorry, like I'll turn this off. And Joe basically says like, no, it's okay. And they like watch it together and kind of talk about his mom and stuff like that.
And this is where we find out because she starts crying.
Yeah.
And this is where we find out that her dad got drunk and he couldn't make it to his shift. And Joe's mom covered for him. So she's basically like taking the blame for her dad, that it's his fault.
Yeah. And you learn that Joe likes Alice, obviously, and then Charles likes him too, and Charles is upset. He's like, oh, fuck you, man. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad.
He said he's
She
mad because she likes him back.
Yeah. And Joe like does a little like smirk, like, yeah.
Like, yeah, she does.
Yeah, they now they're going to the school because Dr. Woodward has like some little shed storage thing where he like confiscates things from kids and puts it in there. And they open it up and it has all these old film reels in it. And so they watch them and it basically explains everything of what he was trying to do. So he actually worked for the Air Force or military back in 1963, and they captured a subterranean alien and kept him hostage. They like promised the alien that they would like help rebuild his ship, but then they basically went back on their promise to the alien and kept him to try and like do testing and stuff on him.
Typical things that people do to aliens in movies.
So obviously, Dr. Woodward kind of gets a relationship with him, and then he's feeding the alien, and the alien like fucking grabs him. And as soon as they touch his head, like Woodward says that, like, I became a part of him, and he became a part of me, or understood me, or something like that.
Yeah.
And from here on out, he was trying to help the alien the whole time. So he
Yeah.
drove on the train tracks. to try and let the alien escape from. Yeah. And
Do you think the alien made him do that?
it's possible.
Because, like, if they're
Yeah, it's possible.
one with each other.
That's true. Yeah. So the kids are on their way out of the town because Nellik is like evacuating the whole town, but he's like fake evacuating the people. I didn't really understand that. Like,
Well, we see the military, like the whole movie, they're talking about this Operation Walking Distance.
yeah.
I don't understand the name of it. I don't know why they name it that. But right before the town gets evacuated, we see the military with their fucking flamethrowers in this field, and they're just catching everything on fire. So they've created this forest fire in order to evacuate the town so then they can do whatever the fuck they want, right?
Yeah. Astron, there's a bus, and the bus crashes, and the cops like have these guns, and but they're like these like tracking bullets. One of the kids realizes that they're not actually like real ammo or like sleeping darts or like tracking darts. Yeah, I like this whole scene. The alien like trying to get in. You kind of see the alien for the first time, like it a bit fucking big. It's got a lot of arms and yeah, a
Almost like a spider.
little bit.
Like, it doesn't
Yeah.
look like a spider, but it's got a whole bunch of arms or legs or whatever.
Yeah. So the kids get out of the bus. I don't know how they boosted Charles up there, but he somehow got
He's a
out.
big boy.
He is. Then all the officers get fucked up by the alien, you know. Got his revenge. I like the kind of turnaround story of Jackson. He helps kind of save Alice's dad. They have like a
But
nice
that,
moment, like in the truck
yeah.
together, like by themselves, and what's the dad's name again?
Lewis?
Lewis. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Lewis. He says, you know, sorry. And Jackson is just like kind of quiet. He's like, it was an accident. It was an accident.
Yeah. One scene that we skipped over, the whole reason why they're in the truck together is because Alice goes home after she left Joe's bedroom. She goes home. It's the middle of the night, and Lewis is still up and he's drunk. And he's like, "Are you gonna leave like your brother did?" And he's like, "Come in here and talk to me." She's like, "I don't want to. Like, I want to go to bed." And he's like, "Just leave then." So then she takes off leaving on her bike, and he follows her, and then he ends up crashing his car. And then while he's all fucked up in his car, this is where we see the monster out of focus behind Alice, and the monster takes her. So then Lewis gets arrested, obviously. Jackson, like you mentioned, picks him up, and then they all trying to find the kids together.
I didn't really get the military in this movie. Like, there's one shot of like showing the town. There's like fucking battles going on, fucking tanks. It's like, what are you fighting? There's like one alien,
There's like fucking 16 tanks.
and it's underground right now. We're like fucking blowing up houses, and it's like, this is a bit much, man.
Yeah. I don't know if they're just trying to like flush it out
Yeah,
from
I don't know.
hiding. I don't know.
But all the kids find this kind of like hole in the ground,
Yeah.
basically. And so they've kind of roped down into it, and it's like this kind of cave system that this, I don't know if it's alien made or it was just there, but all the electrical stuff is there, and I assume that it's trying to build its ship or something. And we see like all the people that's captured like hanging. So like I don't really know what, because he is about to kill Alice, or do something to Alice, and they save Alice, but like I don't really know if the alien was gonna kill them. I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know its motives. Because the only people we see it kill in the movie are the military guys. So I don't know what its motives are with all these other people.
Because like we see that the sheriff is still alive and he gets out of there, but the alien picks up Joe, and I really didn't believe the alien was going to kill Joe. I don't know, but Joe says like something along the lines of like, you can still go home, or you can still be good, or something like you can still live a life, or something like that. Then the alien like kind of puts him down and
Scampers off.
scampers off. Yeah, Carrie sets off the firecrackers as well, you know. Yeah, so they're outside right now, and everything is starting to get magnetized to the water tower. So see all those little like fucking Rubik's Cube type things go to the water tower. All the guns are trying to go to it, and the spaceship is like kind of forming. And then we see like Joe's necklace that he has throughout the movie is kind of like being pulled with his mother and his with his dad, and he like lets it go. And yeah, it's kind of nice.
I love that scene, man.
Yeah.
Because like he's holding it and it's pulling away from him, but he's holding it in his hand, and then the locket. So the locket opens up and you see the picture of his mom and him as a baby. And it's like him finally letting go of like the grief of losing his mom.
And yeah, the ship powers up and kind of forms into this ship. The alien gets in and off he goes.
Blows the water tower up and there's like no water in it. I'm like, what the fuck? Did they just like drain a bathtub?
So yeah, just blasts off right into the credits.
Did you watch the scene that rolls during the credits?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. It's more clips from the movie that they're making.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I love the one scene at the beginning under the movie when there's like a clip of them making the movie. And I think it's like Carrie playing the zombie and like they smash his head up against like a nail or something
Yeah,
like that.
they did such a great job.
Yeah. That's the way the blood splatters. I don't know.
A
There's a little blood in this. That's all right.
little bit, a little bit. All right, how did you rate this movie?
Story, I'll give a 6 out of 10. I didn't love the story. The characters, I feel like we didn't get enough of the other friends. Like we only learned a little bit about basically Alice and Joe, a little bit of Charles, but I feel like the other characters were just too much in the background. Like, didn't remember any of the other friends' names except for Carrie, right? I did, like we mentioned in this podcast, I didn't really understand like the aliens' motives, all of that stuff, some unanswerable questions in the movie. So 6 out of 10. And quality, I'll go an 8 out of 10. I thought this was a well-directed movie. The lighting, editing, score. I thought the acting was fantastic. I thought the special effects, the visual effects, practical effects, all the effects. We're good. So yeah, 6 out of 10 for story, and quality at 8 out of 10. I would probably buy this on 4K. I think it would look good in 4K.
Yeah. Nice.
I'd probably watch it again. Would you?
We're very similar in our scores.
Okay.
My story, I gave it a 7 out of 10.
All right.
It's not like a true-blooded like coming of age story, but it does have sort of that feel to it. I don't know. I agree with you. Like there's a lot of unanswered questions. Like I want to know more about this alien and like what its motives are. Why is it keeping some people alive? What's it going to do with these people? It would be cool if we got sort of like a prequel to this movie to kind of see more of like what happens whenever it first comes to Earth, and like I don't know, like kind of what Woodward's story is with it. But I mean, overall, I think it's a good movie for, I don't know, like a coming of age semi horror thriller movie. My quality, I also gave it an 8, like you. I think these kids were really good. They did a great job with the camaraderie and then like the bickering that they do. Everything felt really natural. I think they did a great job. The script was really good. It's not quite as like vulgar of a script as it with the kids, but you get that sort of sense that they're kind of being based loosely off the characters from that movie or book. And yeah, like these visual effects, dude, like this is CGI and it holds up like really well. Like you mentioned with that train scene, like you can't even tell that that's CGI. So I think they did a good job. And the score, at the end of the movie when the ship's taking off, like that was a very memorable score for me. I thought it was fucking wicked, really good. So 7 out of 10 and an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Okay, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they score. The critics' consensus. It may evoke memories of classic summer blockbusters a little too eagerly for some, but Super 8 has thrills, visual dazzle, and emotional depth to spare. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
We'll say like a 73.
You are much too low, my friend.
Oh, okay.
81%.
All right.
That's on 297 reviews and an average score of 7.3 out of 10. So you nailed that part. The audience score was a 75%
Okay.
on 100,000 ratings and an average score of 3.8 out of 5, or a 7.6 out of 10.
Nice.
So what's Letterboxd got?
A Letterbox has a 3.5 out of 5. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. You gave it a 4 out of 5. Our buddy Alan gave it a 3 out of 5. Jess from HMC gave it a 4.5. Anthony Herbie Monster gave it a 3 out of 5. I'm sure there's more.
I'm surprised Anthony didn't rate it a little higher.
Yeah. Screaming Cinema, 4 out of 5. That's it.
All right. Do you think a future watch of this would raise your score, or do you think it would lower
I don't
it?
think so. I don't think so.
Keep it the same?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. Ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
All right. What did you give it for a scare rating?
Scary. I mean, I'll give it a 1 out of 10. I just didn't really find anything about it scary or kind of thrilling, or I don't know. The movie just didn't kind of grab me, really.
Okay.
So, yeah. Scariest scene. It's not really scary, but I'd say, like, I don't know, it's probably cheating, but I'd say the train crash scene.
Okay.
I mean, because you don't know, like, they could fucking kill one of these kids. You never know, but you doubt it, but yeah. And like you see the alien like banging on the thing, you don't know if it's gonna come like fucking raging out, you know what it is, right? So
Yeah.
yeah. And would I survive? I say yes, because no one dies in this movie except for the shitty military, so I think I'll be good.
All right. Fair enough. My scare rating, I give it a 3 out of 10. Like it's not overly scary, but like the creature design is really cool. Whenever we do finally see it. And I think if we saw more of it,
Yeah.
would definitely be a little more of a horror movie.
Yeah, because we
But
only see it at the dark in the dark, right? You know, it's hard to kind of
yeah.
see. Well, in the cave, I guess you can see it a bit better, but
Like even just knowing that like there's this big alien monster with like fucking 6 legs and a weird looking face and shit. Like,
yeah.
I said the real monsters in this movie are the military assholes. Scary scene. I said the bus scene.
Yeah, that's a
When
good
the
one.
monster attacks the military, the kids escape. And would I survive? I said I think so. The monster only seems to attack people that attack him or have wronged him in the in the past. Said he captured Alice and all those other people, but left them alive and relatively uninjured. So I don't think he would have a reason to kill me if it
No.
needs one. We survive. And
Yes, sir.
all right, normally this would be your time to choose your next movie, but we are going to be joined by our good friends Tawny and Felicia from Two Chicks on a Horror Flick, and we gave them the honor of choosing the movie that we're going to talk about. So they have chosen Stop Motion for our
Nice.
next movie, so they're going to be coming on and we'll talk about that one.
Nice.
I've already seen it. I know it's been on your kind of
Yeah.
BDW, but
Yeah. So glad I didn't watch it
yeah.
yet.
I'll happily watch it again. I
Yeah.
enjoyed it. So
Nice.
yeah, come back in 2 weeks where we'll be joined by Two Chicks on a Horror Flick to talk about Stop Motion.
Woohoo.
In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. If you click the link in our Instagram, you'll find the links to our Public account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our other thing there, Patreon. Patreon, if you wish to support the podcast that way. There's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. We will talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. See you later.